Hi, my name is Frankie. Thank you for listening to Two My Mom. I never listen.
Welcome to Nothing But Net, Grace Townsend, the 5'5 senior from Richmond, the A-10 champion Richmond Spiders. Grace, thanks for being with us on Nothing But Net.
Thank you so much for having me.
Listen, you have had quite the season, you collectively, your team, and yourself. Tell us a little bit about what it's been like this year winning the A-10 regular season title.
I think for sure coming into this year, we kind of knew that it was going to be a different year. The energy felt different, and also we were getting to the point where we were starting to put all of the pieces together. And I know going into non-conference, we looked at it was a very tough non-conference schedule, but we were excited for it. We knew we had a chance to win any of the games that we played. And heading into conference, coming off a pretty good non-conference schedule, I think we knew what we could do. It just came down to execution, playing together and having fun. I think winning the regular season for the first time in a really long time, I think that's excited us, and I'm really proud to be a part of this group that's been able to do it.
Grace, you are a four-year player in the program. You've been there from the beginning, so I think you can fairly give us an estimate on this. I think this is the best the league has ever been. In your 4 years, how would you measure that?
I think especially coming in freshman year, seeing how the program has changed, as well as the different types of teams, and seeing how you had the UMass dominating, how the VCU won freshman year, and stuff like that, and then going on and like growing in the league, as well as other teams developing and getting new teams like Loyola and coming to where we are now, I think it is the best this league has been, and anybody can win at any chance. Like, any team can lose, but any team can also win. I think that's the best part of the league so far, how competitive it is.
You are averaging 13 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and you're 5'5". Are you really 5'5"?
I think I am 5'5". I actually am.
Am I going to have to get my tape measure out and measure you? You know, I carry a tape measure around with me everywhere I go. Sometimes you just got to measure stuff.
Yes, I think I am a solid 5'5". Other people like to say I'm 5'4", but I believe I'm a solid 5'5".
Okay, so at your size, learning how to play the game, tell us what is the tricks of the trade for a smaller point guard and how you see the floor.
Well, it's definitely being at a disadvantage when everyone else around you is about 6 feet or taller. But I think for sure being able to know how to use that to your advantage, and being able to, I'm smaller, but I'm also quicker than most people. So being able to use my change of speed, but also know what passes work, what passes don't work. And I think also being around it by also playing every day with people that are 6 feet and above all the time helps me adjust and adjust to people's length and stuff like that.
You just led me into what I like to call the 3 W's of a good point guard: who to get the ball to, when, and where. Obviously, you got an incredible handle on all the personnel, and you understand the system from Coach Roussel very well. How about Addie Butnick? Tell me a little bit about her and your connection with her, because she's one of the top players on your team as well, and she's the defensive player of the year in the league.
Yes, defensive player of the year. Addie deserves that. She works so hard. She's been so solid and a really big part of our defense, I think. Going through these past 4 years playing with her, she's one of my closest friends, and I think our chemistry on and off the court has grown, but especially on the court, being able to communicate through all things, and also knowing when I pass Addie the ball, she's going to knock down the shot, she's going to make the right decision. And I think every game we grow from that, and I'm really excited to see how much longer we get to play together this year.
Well, Coach Roussel is going to be really upset with me when I ask you this question, because he knows that I am all offense, so I don't like to talk about defense. I can't believe he has a defensive player of the year on his team.
Yes.
I thought for sure he would have somebody that made the most threes in the league or led the league in, you know, all these other offensive categories. Defense? Come on, Grace, tell me how that happens.
As well as our offense has grown, especially these past 3 years, especially this year, and knowing that anybody on our team can score at any point, I think he's also harped, and all of our whole coaching staff has harped on our defense, that we're so good offensively, but also defensively we need to improve. And I think Addie's a testament of how hard we've all worked, and I'm really proud of her for receiving those benefits. But also the coaches are always telling us our defense has to be better, being in the gaps, guarding the ball, not letting the ball get in the paint. So as much as we love our offense, we also get yelled at for our defense.
You have a unique and special relationship with Coach Aaron Russell, who's the A-10 Coach of the Year as well. Tell us a little bit about that. On the court, point guard to head coach first, and then I want you to go off the court, Grace and your neighbor Aaron.
On the court, it's definitely been a growing relationship, and I think, honestly, this year has been the best it's ever been. I think me growing into who I am as a player and as a person is kind of blended well with who he is and the vision he wants, because we kind of seem the same vision, and we both want success for everybody as well as each other on the team. And I think coming into this year, we understood that we needed to take control of it, and we needed to know what we wanted to do. So rather in the game, we'll talk about what plays we want to run. He'll ask me what plays I want to run, but also making sure we're on the same page as what we want from each other. And also what he tells me being relayed to other people on the team, and making sure if they have any questions, it's cleared up and I know the answer right away. So I think this year our communication, our relationship has been the best, and it's continually growing. And I think it's shown a lot. I think I've shown based off how I play and how he's coached and how well this team has done. Off the court, yeah, it's like 2 minutes away from me. Sometimes he'll like joke about running past my house. And I think as much as our on-the-court relationship has grown so much, so has our off-the-court relationship. And I think that's a testament to how great of a person he is, how great of a coach he is. And we've been able to form that over the years, and I'm really appreciative for that.
So you're 2 minutes away. You guys are basically neighbors. And there's just a great story about how you were recruited by him. Can you take us into what it was like for you trying to make a decision about where you wanted to go to school and why you chose Aaron?
I think for sure the story is no shock that I was a walk-on coming in. And I think the biggest thing was, it's like he's 2 minutes away. The only thing that separates us is my high school. So he would come to my games in high school, but we wouldn't talk as much because of the rules. But then we kind of got to the end of like my senior year, we turned into COVID, and we were talking during COVID. And during that time, I hadn't decided where I wanted to go to school. And him and the staff wanted me to come, but there weren't any scholarships available. But at the same time, he was like, I want you. And at the same time, I felt that it was right to go there, to come to Richmond. And I think he took a chance on me as much as I took a chance on them. And I think that's shown that our faith and our trust in one another. And I think that's really helped form our relationship and knowing we can trust each other and that it's going to be reciprocated. And here I am now, and I'm doing great, and I'm so happy, and I'm so thankful that I was given this opportunity.
It's just a story that brings a smile to everyone's face, because you did walk on, and now look at what you've done. You've helped a team and a program get a title, and that's what you set out to do. There's a lot of hard work that goes on behind the scenes for athletes to get ready for the season, and it's pure joy to watch somebody like you be able to share your story and share your story at a high level so that people can understand that, you know what, it's okay to work really hard to get what you want. Would you say that's true?
I think for sure that's true. Even receiving the accolades and winning the A-10 regular season, I think that's shown. Even talking with my parents and the coaching staff, it's like the journey that I got to get here wasn't an easy one. Coming in to play Division I basketball at this high level is not easy at any means. And you get tried and go through so many tribulations, but I also feel like if you work hard, it will eventually pay off. You might not see it, but every day, if you continue to work at it, it will pay off. And I think I show that because I worked hard and much as well as the people around me, and it's finally paying off for everybody.
Grace, how many times in your career, or how many times have you heard, you're too small, you're too short, you'll never make it, you're not big enough? How many times have you heard that and you've used that as fuel?
High school, all my life, I've heard, oh, she's too small, she's not going to be able to play at the high level, this, that, and the third. But it really was like, talking to my parents, it's like, that's not true. My height is, it's like, the saying is like, heart over height. But it's like, at the same time, I know how to use my size to my advantage as much as someone that's 6 foot knows how to use their size to their advantage. So I think I use it every day. People say I'm too small, rather, even in the game or practice. If like one of our posts or our big guys try to post me up, it's like, you're not going to post me up. I'm not going to let that happen. So I think it motivates me every single day, because why not? What's wrong with being 5'5"? I can be that one difference. And I think over time that is shown.
when things are tough and people are yelling at you and they're saying these negative things and it's hurtful, how do you get out of that? Where does your attitude go? What do you think about that pulls you out of those tough times when people are giving you a lot of crap?
Well, it happens a lot. You hear a lot of things going on. Sometimes the responses say something back, but also when it comes to me, I just take a deep breath. I sit back and relax, and I kind of rely on my faith with it and know that I am who I am. And no matter what anyone says, I still am the person that I am. And I take my faith in God, and I really trust in that. And I think it comes down to people are going to say things no matter what, so I'm going to just do my part. It's going to be good, it's going to be bad, but someone is always going to have something to say. But it doesn't really have anything to do with you or who you as a person. It's just what happens when you get into the sports atmosphere, especially women's basketball. So I just take a minute, relax, and just trust in myself and focus on myself as well as God.
I think you're remarkable. I think you've had an incredible run. I can't wait to see what you guys do as the one seed in the A-10 tournament this week coming up. And I'm anxious to see what happens with the postseason as well after the A-10 tournament. Grace, you're a model of incredible attitude and all the right stuff. And we're so grateful that you took some time, especially during championship week, to spend with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It was an honor.
Grace Townsend, Richmond Spiders, the number one seed in the A-10 tournament and the A-10 regular season champions. Thanks a lot, Grace.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.